According to him, you don't have to settle what we just got from the saying now. According to him, it's not true. We're talking about first he was a noni when he went into the base of Middish. Then he became an usher, and then he set aside the money. So it's not b'shas afrosh, it's not b'shas kicha. So stamat akasher, why is it chal to kedusha on the money?
Like it's a kasha again, according to Reb Chisda. So Gemarin says, loy teima v'yachakach omar, don't say later that this usher, now he became an usher, now he said that this money should be for the chattis, and this money should be for the oilo. He just said it, and then the kasha would be, it's not b'shas lekicha, not b'shas afroshom. Eleimo, let's say like this. This is the way it should say. V'yachakach lokach v'yomar. Hitaka went and bought it. He's with the money, he went ahead and took the money and split it in half, like with $10. He went to buy the oif l'shem chattis, and with the other $10, he went to buy the oif l'shem a korban oila. So Lamaisi went and bought the behem, they bought the oifus with the money. So therefore, even according to Reb Chisda, it's chal the kedusha, because b'shas lekicha is also masking the kedusha is chal. So in this the Gemara has to kasha. Lokach, if you went ahead and bought it, you want to tell me what we're talking about now. We already bought the oif, like you already bought the oif for the chattis, the bird for the chattis. How could it say in the braisa that what? That the money is set aside for the chattis, since even though that was for a chattis of an oif, a bird, and now the maisa that is an osher is chiv is to bring a behema, but since they both have the same shame, a chattis, he could use the money he has from his house and be moisef, add on to the money that he has right now. But if you're telling me now he already took the money, he already bought a knife, he already bought the bird with it, so what is it? What can he do with it now? What do you mean he could add money to it? He can't add any money to it. There's no more money now. He already bought a bird with it. Sigmarin says the parakle. I'll have to answer you. We're talking about he was paida, this bird. The bird first he bought, and he made a kedushas chattis on it, but now when he saw he has to bring a behemoth chattis, so he wants to sell it, so he's poider it, he sells the bird, and with the money he gets, he can add on to his own money to bring a korban behema for a chattis. For the Gemara, no, the klal is, for ain pidyon li'oif. The klal is, there's no din pidyon li'oif. A knife, once it has a kedush on a knife, you can't be poider it anymore. You can't make it chulun and take the money. See, you can't get money out of it, it's still a bird. So if it's only a bird, how could you say you add on with your own money? You can't add on to a bird. So the Gemara answers like this. We're talking about now where with the money he only bought one bird. One out of the two birds. And the thing is like this. If he bought with the money a korban oila, the bird for an oila, so the money left over is the money he had set aside for the chattis. So then it's very good, the braisa, that Moisif or maybe chavosei midmei chatosei. He could add some more money, his own private money, and he adds on to the money he had already separated, set aside to use to buy a bird for a chattis, even though it's a bird, but since they both have a shem chattis on it, he could use that money to add on to buy a behema. Vai oila, and the bird that he already bought for a korban oila, enechanami ozal l'nadova. You could use it for nadova. That's the klal. A korban oila, a bird, even though you don't need it, there's no chiv to bring it. Like here, there's no chiv to bring it, because l'maisa now you're an osher, you have no chiv to bring a korban oila for the bird. Still, the halacha is, an oila is ozal l'nadova. You could bring it with teres a present. Even though there's no chiyuv to bring it, still you could bring it with teres a present. Now, what about fakert? Fakert the other way. Ichat is zovan, let's say with the money first, he went ahead and bought the one bird. He bought it for korban chattis. Then enechanami, ein moisef maybe chavosim midmei alosai. He can't add on his own money now from the money left over for the korban oila to add on his money to be moisef more. And the reason is, like Rashi says, ichat is zovan, since this money you set aside, you bought a oilas chattis with it, so now the leftover money right now, it's also called like b'shas lekicha, it's set aside now that money is for an oila, because we know the other bird you have to bring is an oila. Ayadei lekicha zu, because of this buying, that you bought this bird for the chattis, automatically the other money now is hukva for a korban oila. Therefore, v'yein moisef aleihem, you're not allowed to add your own private money onto this money. But rather this money now, since you bought with the other $10, the chattis, so it's hukfa, we know for sure now the other $10 left over has to go for korban oila. Therefore that money has to be spent for korban oila. So true, buy another bird and bring a materials and oilas nadova. But the chattis, the bird that you bought for teras chattis, the dinners that have to die. Or mebe sa yavi moyes vigach behema. And from your own money, from your own private money, you have to go ahead and buy yourself a behema to be yotzi yachayiv to bring a behema's chattis. So the Gemara says, you know what the din of this chattis is? The din of this chattis, this bird, it's also lemisa. Hey, since there's no chiv to bring it, so it lands like the bailam wameis, there's no more chiv for the bailam to bring this oif. Therefore, the loch is a chattis oif does not come b'teres and medova. You can't bring it for present, only if you have a chiv to bring it. And here, there's no chiv to bring it, therefore, it's lemisa oslo.
You're an usher now, so the din of the bird has to be lemisa oslo. But I call upon him, there's no kasha and no chizda. Avada, we're talking about now, it's only chal de gedusha v'shas lekicha. Gufa. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Omer Rebbe Oishia. Metame migdash usher. If somebody went into the base of migdash when he was an usher, so he had a chiv then to bring a korban behema. The heavy korban oni, and instead he brought oifis, he brought a korban of an oni, is lo yotze, is not yotze, he has to bring another korban behema for a chattis. He also know, but the effort you are yotze. If you brought the korban oni, the meister yotze. The machlokes. Meister we have a kasha now. And then is mitzayra oni, or mitzayra that's an oni. Shevi korban osher. If even though there's a korban oni to be brought, but instead he brought a korban osher, is yotze. Could be yotze. What about faket osher? If the mitzayra was an osher, shevi korban oni. Instead he brought a korban oni, is lo yotze. So good is a kasha now b'ishia. Rabbeishia says before, what that if an usher brings a karbanoni, is yotza. And here it says, by a mitzvah, if you are an usher and you bring a karbanoni, lo yotza. And if the Gemara is shani yotza, I tell you, mitzvah is different. It could be, Rabbi Chagi, Rabbeishia, it said before, yotza, maybe by mitzvah is moidis faker. The pasuk says zois. It says zois. Mashmas tikuva, what it says in the pasha. Rashi shani mitzvah, the chsiv, zois tia teresa mitzvah. Volo yacheres. You can't change around the dinim. If you're an usher, this is the kabbonis you have to bring. If you're an oni, then you could bring those. That's pshites. If you bring better, you would be yotza. By an oni, just pshat is a terah patted you, you could even bring these things. If you bring more, it's okay. But if you're an usher, though, you can't bring less. For the Gemara Vatani, we learned, teras l'rabbis mitzayra, oni, shevi karban usher, that's good. If an usher oni, if he wants to bring a karban usher, it's yotza. Yochel, I would think, afilu osher. Shevi korban oni, tamulayim zois. Says the word zois. So there's a raya, Rashi Batanya ben Yechusa, there's a raya that we see with Asher of the word zois, that's telling, this is the halachis, that a mitzvah osher has to bring these kabonis. And if he changes and brings the kabonis of an oni, he's not yotza. For the Gemara, good, ben elef minei, why doesn't, it's a kasha again on, read Chagai Amra Boishia, why does it say by matame migdash? If an usher brings a korban oni, is yotza, and by mitzvah not, good, there's a pasuk, but why don't you learn out one from the other? For the Gemara of an elef minei, drash l'tame migdash, learn out from a tame migdash. And the Gemara, miyat rachmona v'yimdalhu, drash miyatu, mitzvahu di usher shevi korban oni lo yotza, avo shar chai vi korban oni lo yorad loy. Hey, there's a miyat here v'yimdalhu, there's a miyat afka by mitzvah, you have such a locha, that only a dal could bring this type of a korban, and not an usher. If an usher, a rich person, brings the type of the korban, it's not called yotzam. But it's only by mitzvah you have such a locha. Mashaykin by other korban oil of yerids, by a tomei migdash. There, Chagai's shita is that even though you're supposed to bring a chattis behema, but by the yevid, if you brought this two eifes for oil or for chattis, you're also yotzam.
Right. Stop here. You hold them by the Mishnah, you're the Memalah from a base. Mishnah says, Kosha Loshan Shalzorius. He used to tie a piece of wool dyed red, the Rosh Seir Mishnaleich, around the head of the Seir that was Mishnaleich, the Hamidu Kneged Beis Shiluchai. And then they were put to Seir Mishnaleich, this Seir, this goat, they were put near the gate we were supposed to go out from, which is the Shar Mizruch. Hey, eventually, later on in the day, they take him out. So Lazozo take him out to the special har. So they took him out through the Mizrach gate. So now they used to put him at that gate. The midu keneged beishelukai. Rashi keneged shar shoytziyu boy. Keneged the gate that eventually they'll take him out. That's where they put him now. After they tied around this piece of a wool made out of dyed red, they put it around his head. Then they put this soyer near the shar Mizrach. Ulanishchat, what about to the other soyer, the one that's Lashem, a chattis, that there's going to be a shchita done to it?
is Keneged Beis Shchitosai. They also used to put the Loshen Zozohurius, they also used to put this red piece of wool around his head, but not around the head, but rather Keneged Beis Shchitosai. They used to put it around the neck where they made the Shchita. Rashi Nitzchad Meforsh B'Gemara. The Gemara explains exactly what it means. But one shot, that's the maskon of them. That they used to put a red piece of wool around the Mokam HaShchita. We'll see in the Gemara why. Then, Boloi ate Soporoi. Now, after the Kohen Gadol got finished taking care of the two serim, after he made the Goyrol, and now he put the Loshen Zozharias, now he went back to his power. Boloi ate Soporoi Shaniya. He went back a second time to his power, with Soymech Shtei Yod of Olav. And he makes now a second smicha, a second vidui he's soon going to say. We already had before the Mishnah, and before he made one vidui on his par. Then he takes care of the seirim, then he takes care of the shnei seirim, he takes care of the guru, and now he comes back again to his par. And he puts his two hands on top of the par, top of the par again, and he says vidui a second time. This is the way he said vidui the second time. Honor Hashem, chotosi yavisi poshati. Lufonecho ani uveisi, me and my whole house. We did the chatoyim. We learned before was chotosi means b'shoigig, ovisi means I did chatoyim b'mezid willingly. Or poshati, that's the worst. He did it b'marriage. He did lahachis. You were rebelling. So he say ani uveisi, ubnei Aaron, am kudashecha, and who are then any other kahanim that also did chatoyim? We're asking for kaporim. His honor Hashem. He says Hashem's name again. The kapino, please forgive us. Le'avoinos for the averus that we did b'shoigeg v'lapshoyim nofakir. Now we say kapano le'avoinos. Le'avoinos are b'mezid or le'pshoyim. That's what we did b'mered or le'chatoyim. That's what we did b'shoigeg. She'ovisi b'sheposhati b'shechatos lefanechom. Ani uveisi u'bnei Aaron am kudoshechom. Kakos b'seros Moshe avdechom. Like it says in the Torah. Ki b'yoyim hazeh today yechaper aleichem. Hashem is mechaper, forgives us. L'tayreschem, to give us tayre, make us pure. Mikol chatoseichem, l'fnei Hashem t'toru. That we're clean, we are in front of Hashem, l'fnei Hashem t'toru. Today on Yom Kippur we become clean, we're in front of Hashem. Vein oimim achrov, and the rest of the tzibur answers after the Kohen Gadol, Baruch Hashem k'voy machus l'olam v'ed. And since he mentions Hashem's name here, so like we had before, whenever they say, v'shem ha'mefarish, he has to answer back, Baruch Hashem. Like we had before, and 10 times on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol says, v'shem ha'mefarish. And this is one of the times that he says it by his vidur, the par, he says it here 2 times. So the Gemara, Iboy Elihu, Ula Nishchat, that the Mishnah first says, take the Seir HaMashtalech, Lazozel, and put the red string of wool around his head. Then it says, take the Ula Nishchat, take the second Seir, the second one, that's Lashem Lachatis, and put Keneged Veshchitosei. What does that mean now? Put it near its Shchita. So the Gemara Boilihu, Ula Nishchat, Akshirakoi, doesn't mean to say that the mitzvah also to tie the red wool around the Soyer Lashem, that means tie it around its neck where you make the Shchita. Or maybe no, or else the Mishnah means Ahamodikoi. The Mishnah just means to put it. Put the Soyer right now in the place where you will make the Shchita. Not that there's a mitzvah to put the red wool around the Soyer, that's Lashem. Maybe there's no such mitzvah, but rather Mishnah means lo nishchat, means put it there. The soya now that's going to have a shchit eventually, right now it should be b'mokam shchitosai. So drash yakshir koi, the koi shalai loshin keneget savaroi, that there's a mitzvah to put the red string, the red wool, around the chatis's neck also. Oy hamodikoi, no, vohi koma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. V'ya soya ha-chatis, the second soya that has a din chatis on it, hu mad l'shchita, it should be standing ready for shchita. Maimed Keneged Mokim Beshkitosai. Let it be standing next to the place where you can make a Shchita. Hey, San Sofen Sada, the Mizbeach, that's where it should be standing right now. So that's the Shalom. What does the Mishnah mean? Ula Nishchat Keneged Beshkitosai. So Toshima Kama bring your Raya. The Tony Rav Yosef. Kashar Loshen Shosorius. They used to tie this red string, the red wool. The wool dyed red. Beroy Soyim Ashtaleach. They used to tie it around the head of the soya that was sent out, Mishtalech sent away Lazozel. V'hemidoi keneged beishaluchai. And they also put that soya near the Shar Mizrach, near the gate where eventually it will be sent out. That's where you put it right now. Now, ulu nishchat, what do we do with the animal that's nishchat, the second soya that's a chatas Lashem? Keneged beishchitosai. Again, we don't know exactly what it means yet. but you do something to it, keneged beshchitosai. Now what's the purpose? Shlo yisarev zebuze, that the two seirim should not be mixed up together, v'lo yisarev acherim. And who are then it's going to be nikka now that these two seirim cannot get mixed up with anything else. That's what the Brisa says. That's the reason, ulanishchat keneged beshchitosai. So now we'll explain like this. Iyam with bishlei makshira koi. If the Brisa, now Mishnah means to say, that there's a mitzvah to tie the red wool around the beis hashchita of the soy that's a chatis, you have to tie the red wool around its neck, so then everything is very good. Then there's a sign that the two serum can't get mixed up, because on the soy that's sent out lazozel, where do we tie the string? Around its head, not the makam shchita. Where do you tie the string around the one that's la lashem chatis? Around the makam hashchita. So those two serum won't get mixed up. And who are them? They won't get mixed up with anybody else, because all the other goats don't have any red string around them. Only these two goats have red strings around them. So therefore, it's very good to price them, that these two won't get mixed up together. And who are them? They won't get mixed up with anything else, because the other goats don't have the red string altogether. Everything is good. But if you want to tell me, that the dim what the Mishnah the Braisa means to say, that the second Sawyer, that's Lachatis, just means let it stand. B'makam shchitosai, now that's all. Arvazoi, nehi devechavre loy mariv, true. The two serum now still can't get mixed up, because the Sawyer lazozel has a red string around its head. The Sawyer that's Lachatis doesn't have any string. So these two can't get mixed up. That's very good. The high kotebe, because the one lazozel, the mishtaleach, has a string, the red wool tied around its head. For high le kotebe, and if you want to tell me the pshat from the Mishnah that the one that's a chatis just means put it the mokim et shchita, but not that you have to tie a string around its head. So true, these two serim won't get mixed up, because we know clearly the one that doesn't have the red wool is the lachatis. The one that has the red wool is the lazozel. So these two can't get mixed up. That's true. But I call upon them with other ones, it could get mixed up. Why does the Brisa say these two now can't get mixed up with any other goats? Sure they could. True, the one that has the red string, the lazozel, can't get mixed up. Because we see it has a red string. But the other one, Chatas Lashem, you're telling me now, does not need the red string. So bizarre, if it gets mixed up with other goats, you can't tell the difference. So what's around the Brisa that says, when you do this, now they can't get mixed up? Elolav shramina lechur. Here it's a good raya that akshira koi shramina. It's a good raya that when the Mishnah the Brisa says ulanish chat kneged beshkitosoid, it means that the soya that's a chatas lashem also has to have a red wool around it. But where do you put the red wool? Kneged beshkitosoid, kneged its neck. So that's very good to Brisa. These two serim can't get mixed up with any other goats, because other goats don't have any red wool around them. These two goats have red wool around them. And these two goats also can't get mixed up, because the lazozel has the red wool around its head. And the lachatis, the one the nishchad, has the red wool around its beis hashchita, around the neck. So we could tell the difference clearly. These two are special two goats. So shema minu. Therefore, it's a good raya from the bright to that chart. And the word in that chart now, Mishnah, that avada there is a mitzvah to put the zahurius, to put the red wool around the soya that's the chatas lashem, and we put it around the beis hashchita. Yeah. So more about it. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, shtei l'shoy noy shomati. I heard halachi is about two different animals that you have to put this loshen selsoyris, that you have to put this red wool around it. Achas shel poro, v'yachat selsoyim meshtalech. I heard about the pora duma. There's a mitzvah to use shenisolas. We'll soon see. Use the red wool. Over gavi soy hamishtaleich like our Mishnah. The soy that's sent away mishtaleich also needs the red wool to put around it. Now achas tzricha shear v'yachas ein tzricha shear. One needs a shear. There's the measurement. How much it has to weigh? How big it has to be? This piece of dyed red wool. And the other one doesn't have a red measurement. V'lo yadano haiminayu. And I forgot which one. I forgot if the Pora Aduma is the one that has to have the measurement, or does the Soyer Meshtaleach have the measurement? What happened to the Soyer La Hashem that we just got finished saying in our Mishnah, that also needs a Lashon Zazarius? So the Teretz says, the reason why we put the Lashon by the Soyer La Hashem is only that it shouldn't get mixed up with other serum. That's all. There's no real mitzvah why it has to have the red wool. It's only in order that it shouldn't get mixed up. So pshita doesn't have to have a shear. Any little bit you put there for sure is all right. But here these two dinim have mitzvahs. Torah duma, the mitzvah is to take the shni salas and the eight erevs and throw it into the sreifa sapara. But since there's a mitzvah to do it, maybe it has to have a shear. Or else the seya mashtalech also has a din to it. We have to tie it around there, and later there's a simin, that if it turns white, it's a raya, Hashem is mechaper. So mele is a mitzvah to do it, and there's a purpose for it. So we don't know which one of these two has the din to have a shear. There's an amount, how much red wool you have to have on it. Is it the paraduma, or is it the seya mashtalech? So Mo says like this, Omar Rav Yosef, Nechseyanan, let's take a look. Let's think into it. Let's see which one should need the shear, which one should not need the shear. Nechseyanan. Sel soyer hamishtaleach de boye chaluka, boye shear. There's a svara that the seyer hamishtaleach, the one we send away lazozel, there's a chaluka involved. We have to divide that red wool in half, and half was put on the seyer hamishtaleach, and half was put on a sellot, like we'll soon see. So that's a svara, therefore, needs a shear. Since you have to divide it in half, that's a svara you have to have a big amount. So Rashi says, "V'yach tiboye chaluka k'rednan lekamon." We'll learn later in our Samach Zayin. Ma hoye oisa hamashtaleach, hamashtaleach es asoyer. What did the person that used to send away the soyer? What did he do? Choylek loshen zorius. Used to divide up this piece of wool dyed red. Chetzi of kosher b'sela. Half of it he would tie around the stone by them. V'chetzi of kosher ben karnov. And half of it would be tied to connect the horns of the Seher Mishtalech. And later when they threw it off the cliff, that was the Zman when it used to turn white. How did they know if it turned white? That the other piece that was by the cellar, by the stone near them, that would also turn white. So that would be the sign that it turned white. But I call part of the mitzvah to Chalukah to divide up that piece of wool in half. So since you have to use two parts of the wool, that's a sword, it has to have a shear. But really you have to have a bigger measurement, a big amount. Mashenkein v'shel poro t'leiboye chaluka loiboye shir. That's one svara. The parah duma, there's no mitzvah chaluka. There's only a mitzvah to take it and throw it into the sreifa seish. When you're burning the parah duma, throw inside there also the loshen zol zoharis shni salas. So a bazoi maybe does need a shir. That's a svara. Maskev lo rami bachoma. Rami bachoma has a question like this. The svara is the opposite way. Maybe the parah nami boye koivit. There's a svara. Maybe the parah is a red wool needs a shear, needs an amount. Why? Because it has to have some weight to it. Because you have to throw it into the fire, and you want it to fall inside it. If it doesn't have any weight, it won't fall inside the fire. So that's a svara. The parah has to have a bigger shear. So drashi boyi koivit. She take feida, it should be heavy. V'tipel teich oimikor. It has to fall down deep into the fire. K'dechsev el teich sreifa sapara. The Bot says you have to put the shnitzalas in the middle of the sreifa sapara. So in order that the wool should fall down into the fire and not just get burnt up on top of the fire, you have to have some weight. So that's a svar. It has to have a shear. So right there we have a suffix. Which wool needs the shear? Does the paraduma need the shear in amount of a wool, red wool? Or does the soya mashtalech? Omar le Ravas, Ravas said back, you should know, koivit tanoihi. That you say by the paraduma pshita, you have to have a weight. The wool has to weigh something. That goof is a machloket tanoihi. It's not so posh in what you're saying. Now, so it will soon be mas what the machlokes tanoim. But I call upon this. These are the two svaras, two tzadim. Do we say the paraduma needs the weight, needs the shear, because it needs weight, or do we say the seher mashtalech needs the shear because it needs the chalukah? But I call upon mashma only the soya needs the chalukah and not the paraduma. For the Gemara, is that true? Or the parah leboy chalukah? Is it true that what you're saying? The paraduma does not need any chalukah. You don't have to divide up the red string. I esve have a kasha. What do we do by the paraduma? Korchin b'shurei loshin. We tie around the eighth ezoiv. We tie it around with the leftover of the red string. So chutz mashma shurei leftover mashma divided in half. So Rashi korchin le'eitz eres v'ezoiv. Now the pasuk says by the paraduma, you have to use a piece of wood, cedar wood, v'ezoiv and the hypes, and you have to burn them together with the shnitzalas. So how do you use it? Case away. So korcha mishirei loshen. You tie up the eight eres and the ezov. You tie it up with the leftover pieces of the red wool. So Rashi midik tani shirei mechlal dikasu. Mashmi, you had to divide up the red wool in half, and half you use now, and half is left over. So you see, even by the paradum also is a mitzvah chalukah to divide it in half. So Gemara says no. there's no real mitzvah chalukah, ema vizon of loshen. It just means you tie it up with the tail of the piece of wool. In other words, the end piece of the wool, that's what you tie it up with. It's one big piece of wool, so maybe it doesn't need a shear. Just the end of it has like a tail to it. That's what you tie up the other two things that go with it. Now, these three things you have to throw in to the burning of the paraduma. You have to throw in the eighth eris and the ezoiv and the shlisalas. So melu just you tie him up with the end pieces of the shlisalas. Trashi b'zon of aloshin sruka b'masuk. You comb out the wool. V'nasus ksara l'rosh echad. One head of it becomes small. Kimin zon of like a tail. And that side you tie up the two other things, the eighth eris and the ezoiv. But our core point of the paraduma does not need a chalukah. Mashenkin, the Sohe Meshtaleach does need a chalukah. So that was one svara that the Sohe Meshtaleach needs a shear, has to have a large amount of wool, and not by the paraduma. Omale Rav Chonin, Omarav, eight eris, Ushni Salas, Shekoltosan Shalheves Ksheira. There's a mitzvah now by the paraduma, Vishashi burning the paraduma. You have to throw into the fire also an eight eris, a piece of cedar wood. Ushni Salas, that's this red dyed wool. Now he says, Chidish Shekotosan Shalheves. If the fire scorched it, in other words, it didn't really go inside deep into the fire, just the flame that was coming up, that's called like scorched it. So Drash is Kotosan Shalhevis. It never really fell down deep into really the place where they're burning the actual paraduma, but rather just the flames that are coming up from the paraduma, the flames burnt up the wool and burnt up the yates. So he says that's also Ksheira. There's not a loch that has to touch like the paraduma, go deep down into the fire. It's enough it was burnt in the same fire the paraduma is being burnt. That's enough. Meisve have a kasha now. It says clearly the braisa, nishab of haloshen, let's say this piece of wool, the red wool, that you have to throw into the paraduma, it didn't fall into deep in the middle of the fire. It was only burnt on top by the flames. Is a locha maybe loshen achon the kaddish? It's possible. The first one is no good. You have to bring another piece of red wool, and the Mekadesh, Rashi says, Klein of Noisin Shom. You have to put a new piece of wool inside the Sreifas of the Paraduma. You see clearly what? It's not enough that it got burnt by the flame of the fire, but it has to fall down Teich in the middle of the Paraduma it has to fall down to. So it's a Stira. It's a Kasha on Rav Chonin. And he said it was Ksheira. Sumerian says, of Rabbi Elikashi, there's no steer here. I'll tell you there's two different type of fires. Kan v'kolachas, kan v'nechfefes. If the fire is kolachas, means the flame goes shooting up, it's very high up the flame goes, and the top of the flame is what burnt up the red wool, then it's no good. Because there's too much of a dividing point between the paraduma and the top of the red wool. Because it was kolachas. Mashenken, kan v'nechfefes, that the fire is very low. So the top of the fire is kamat part of the paraduma. So therefore it's kosher. So drashi shekolach shakotos bekolachas. Eish sheyesh sholeh omud sholheve zokof lamalo. You have a fire that the flame shoots up. Kekoleach sholeisa, like the root, like the stalk of vegetables. Kevoy, it goes up high. Is sorach lo viyacha, then it's possible. Vodi yom rabichon and ksheira, when did he say it's kosher? Benechefes eish. Shesholheves nemucha. That the flame is very low. It's not too much away from the paraduma. Ukfufa smuch legachalta. It's right near the actual coals. The karinim beyotech. That's also called teichesh. Since it's not so, the flame is not so high up. The flame is just above the coals. That's called teichesh. But when the fire, the flames come shooting very high up, and the wool gets burnt on top here, that's possible. That's not called teichesh. Rav says, we had before, Koivet Tanoihi. That's what you're telling me by the Paraduma. There's a mitzvah, the wool should be heavy, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Like that was once for to say, it has to have a shear, you have to have a large amount of the wool in order to give it some weight. The Tanya we learn like this, Loma Korchon. Why do we wrap it around? As I said before, we wrap around with the wool, we wrap around the eighth eris and the ezef. Why do we wrap it around? Kadeshiyo Kulam Agudachas. Yet there's a mitzvah that all three of them should be tied together. Agud achas. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Kadei Shiei Bem Koivin. In order, the reason why we wrap around the wool with the eight eris and the ezoiv, in order to give some weight to the wool. In other words, now that you have the wood, wrapped, it's wrapping around the wood, so now it has some weight to it. V'yitlo l'toyach sreifas haporim. In order now the wool will fall straight down into the coals, into the burning of the sreifas paraduma, and not like fly in the air and just get burnt by the ashes. So that's the machlokes here. So you see, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, there's an inyan to have kovet. There has to have some weight to it. So the more weight you have, the better it is. Mashenken, according to Rebbe, there's no din to have weight. It's time, the reason why we wrap around the Lashon with the Shni Salas is time to make it agudachas. So drashi sheikulam agudachas. Divinin she nilkochin bevasachas. It should like all be burnt together, or should be taken together. Tirsev lokach et eres v'ezav v'shni salas. So you have to take all three of them together. How do you take them all together? If you wrap around first the wool around the other two things, that's called you have all three together. That's Rabbi Shita. Mashenkin of Lezer Rabbi Shimon says, no, the reason why we do it is to make it heavy. So according to Lezer Rabbi Shimon, you see it's a smart, it should be heavy. So even though what makes it heavy is the fact you tie it around with the wood, but who I did it's a svara, the wool itself should also have some weight to it. So that's what we said before, that's the svara why the shear goes to the paraduma. So the Mara Kiyosi Ravdimi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Sholoish Leshoine Shomati. I heard Aloch is about three different red wools that you have to use. Acha Shapur. One, like we just learned, is a mitzvah b'shastas reifas for aduma. You have to throw inside of the shnei salas. The yachas shaseh hamishtalech, like our mishnah, the soyas lazozil. That's a mitzvah to tie the red string around it. Kedei to see later if it turns white to see if Hashem is mechaper on us. The yachas shel mitzvira, who adin a mitzvira when he brings his carbon, the Torah also says. So Rashi the siv beinami or shnei salas v'yezev. The Torah says by a mitzvira also you have to bring a shnei salas. That's the red wool, the wool dyed red. Now he heard halachas like this, that achas mishkal asar rezuz. One weighs asar rezuz. That's the biggest measurement. That's like 2.5 sloyim. The achas one mishkal shnei sloyim. Only weighs 2 sloyim. The achas mishkal shekel. That's even smaller. One of these mitzvahs, the wool only has to weigh a shekel. Rienu lefarash. I don't know which one. I don't know which one has to weigh the most, and which one weighs the least, and which one is the middle one, I don't know. He wasn't clear. The Gemara says, Ki Yossi Ravin Pirshu Mishmei Rabbi Yonasan. When Ravin came, he explained the name of Rabbi Yonasan. Svar is like this. Shel Poro Mishkal Asar Rezuz. It's a svar that Poro Duma should have the